We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, rolling back in here on Sports Talk. Got a lot of texts in here. We got some responses to the question. So I think in the 6 o'clock hour, since we're not taking calls at this point, we will go through that list and really dive in and come up with a good one. Come up with a definitive list for this radio station on who the top five Saints players are on both sides of the ball. And we'll go through some of these texts too and dive in. But, you know, Charlie, I think it's a good question in terms of, you know, where does this team, like, who are some of the players? You mentioned that the Saints don't have any players in the top 100, or at least they didn't have any players in the top 100 last year. Who are some of the players that you think in 3 to 4 seasons could get into that list? Because I think that's, like, it's easy to look at and say, I don't have anybody, but, you know, they didn't have anybody until they did, right? Like Lattimore, you know, he got in there right away. Alvin got in there right away. You had that 2017 class that was like, ah, okay, these are all in there, and that's what made it so good. But, like, usually it takes a couple years and you develop. So, and you just mentioned one, but yeah, give me a couple of names, we'll talk about it.
Taliese Eifuaga. That is the one that I am the most confident in as far as being a legitimate NFL top 100 player. He had a great rookie year at left tackle. You know, after being a right tackle at Oregon State for this entire time, switching over to left tackle, but then now he's going back to his natural position with the team drafting Kelvin Banks, in all likelihood. We don't know that for certain, but that's what we kind of saw throughout the minicamp and OTAs and everything like that. So it's what we're expecting to see at training camp. It's what we're expecting to see throughout the regular season. Taliese Eifuaga, his projection as a legitimate right tackle for the Saints for the future, someone that had a great rookie campaign. If you're talking about a few years down the line, because right off the bat, if we're just saying, you know, if any of the Saints are going to make the top 100 this upcoming year, you think of Eric McCoy, right? You think of Alvin Kamara, yep, right? The guys that are going to contribute immediately and be potential top 100 type of players. But maybe more long-term looking ahead, Fuaga is definitely the one that I feel the most confident in.
All right. You know, I and as Cullen just reminded me, this is our triple option segment. So we're going to pretend that was yours. Does that sound good
I
to you, Charlie?
I do have a triple option, though.
So all right, then we won't pretend that was yours.
We'll kind of combine it for yours then. Jeff, yeah. Who is the one that you're most confident in?
The one that I'm most confident in. Yeah, I mean, it's got to be Brzee.
Okay.
You know, and I have a lot of things to say about Brian Brzee. I think we're only scratching the surface of how good Brian Brzee can actually be. And because you're talking about a guy who led the team in sacks last year in a scheme that was not even designed for him to get after the quarterback. Like, it was a scheme that asked him to play the run, and he was still getting up there. Like, he was just doing that all on natural ability. You know, he's got to be get better against the run, but I think he's going to have so many opportunities in Brandon Staley's scheme. I think he's going to be a star. And, you know, you don't see a lot of defensive tackles blocking field goals, right? Like, he won the Saints a game because he is just an athlete that can do things that guys at his size and weight should not be able to do.
The cool thing about Percy is I don't think he's a nose tackle either. So he's going to be a 3-4 defensive end,
yeah.
Right? So he's going to have maybe a little bit of different roles under Brandon Staley's defense, which is a new look for him. And hopefully it even kind of adds to the amount of sacks that he can get off the defensive line. So, Cullen, when you're titling this for triple option, you can go with the young Saints for the first one. Jeff and Charlie share, you know, the two young players that they're most confident in on the Saints roster. Both in the trenches, though, which is a good thing.
Yes.
Talia Sefuaga, yes, and Brian Bercy. I like that pick.
All right, let's go to yours.
Real quick, I got Derek Queen. Will Guillory from The Athletic, friend of the program, had this. You know, Derek Queen, I was looking a little bit through Twitter. You know, I was watching most of the game, but I went and saw it later on. When I was watching the first half specifically, I'm like, oh, Derek Queen's not being super active. That's okay. Now he had a bunch of turnovers in the first half. He was getting slammed on Pelicans Twitter. And so Will Guillory posts this. He was speaking with Derek Queen, and he said he's looking forward to his second summer league game, saying, quote, just looking for redemption. I've got to redeem myself. I know I've got 82 games, but I know Twitter and probably Instagram are going crazy right now. I've just got to redeem myself for me and to quiet all the outside noise. I mean, that's an interesting way of looking at it, because maybe Derek Queen's catching a lot of heat on Twitter and Instagram right now, but I don't think he had that bad of a first game with a double-double.
No.
I mean, the turnovers were there. He wasn't necessarily aggressive, but like, once again, as we've talked about with the summer league, this is a guards game. It's not really a big man's game. You're expecting maybe Jeremiah Thiers to show up early and often, and he did. He had a pretty solid performance in his first summer league game. He showed some flashes there. But as far as, you know, the big man, like, I'm not too surprised that Derek Queen wasn't ultra aggressive in his first half of playing summer league basketball. I think he'll be fine. Everybody relax. The people that are freaking out about it already, it's summer league. It's the same thing that we always do with like off-season workouts in the NFL and off-season camps. Do not overreact to this stuff.
Sorry,
just
shouldn't
do not
freak out about Cam Jordan being slow around a hula hoop.
Just do not overreact to silly stuff like that.
Good idea. Good idea. I thought Derek looked fine. He looked like a young player in his.
Yeah, sure.
You know, and keep in mind, like, you're not, it's like the preseason in the NFL. Like, you're not installing plays and packages.
No.
Like, you're just going out there and play. This is like basketball at the Y. Like, you're going out there and saying, like, okay, let's see what we can do. You got a pick and roll in your bag. Let's try that out. Okay, let's, anyway. Weave. We got a lot going on. But all right, Cullen, you're up next.
I will be overreacting.
Okay.
But I will not be overreacting to something back home. I'll be overreacting to the Thunder earlier today, signing an all-star and a champion, Jalen Williams, to a 5-year maximum rookie contract extension that could reach $287 million. And I was going to crunch the numbers. Schefter beat me to it on my drive-in. Yes, that Schefter.
You were going to report it out.
I was going to do it. I was going to break the news first. That
a Cullen bomb.
The OKC Thunder, with their big three, SGA, Chet, and Jalen, will now have them under contract for up to $822 million.
Okay.
Which is unbelievable. I know they've got some finagling with like $77 million. I've read in non-guaranteed money that they can try to get under the second apron. I think they're 25-26 cap right now on payroll is like 246, so they're blowing past every apron imaginable. But almost, you know, 80% of $1 billion in three guys. That's the new big three.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I think teams care a whole lot less about paying that much money when they're winning titles.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like the Suns wouldn't be nearly as upset as they are if they were like making the playoffs and stuff. But like when you don't win titles, when you're in Boston's situation, right, and you have all that money tied up in a player that's not going to play next year, that's when you get into big trouble. So, you know, they're investing now in being a dynasty is what they're doing. And they have a legitimate potential to do it in a way that the Celtics, you know, kind of felt like they did, but you know, a little older, right? Like the Thunder's players, I mean, these are all kids.
They're younger than the
Auburn roster was last year. So
Bobby Marks has a great point about this from ESPN, the front office expert, that the Thunder, he says, quote, the Thunder have resources to be sustainable for the foreseeable future, 14 firsts in the next 7 years, including a perennial four in 2026, a potential four in 2026. And talking about the projected payroll for 2026-27, a projected payroll of $246 million. But at the same time, they've kind of locked down their big three, And I think they're going to maneuver around that. Like, some of the pieces around the edges may be moved on from, and then they'll use, you know, those first round picks that they still have in the bucket to kind of supplement the roster around those three players. But obviously, Sam Presti and the OKC Thunder, they won the championship. They wanted to make sure that they got all three of those guys locked down long term. I think it's a good decision for them. It's a matter of making sure that they keep drafting well and bringing in good young talent to kind of, and cheap talent for that matter, to be able to fill out their roster around those three players.
Yeah, no question. And it's like, you weren't letting any of those guys go. Like, you're keeping that together. But all right, that's going to wrap it up for this today's triple option feature.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.